Functions of inventory. In addition to analyzing inventory by where it is in the system, organizations justify maintaining inventory or advocate for its reduction based on the reason the inventory is being held in the first place. These functions include the following: safety stock, decoupling, buffers, anticipation inventory, lot size inventory, transportation inventory, hedge inventory. Each of these functions is discussed next. Safety stock. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines safety stock and related terms as follows. Safety stock. 1. In general, a quantity of stock planned to be in inventory to protect against fluctuations in demand or supply. 2. In the context of master production scheduling, the additional inventory and capacity planned as protection against forecast errors and short-term changes in the backlog. Overplanning can be used to create safety stock. Fluctuation inventory. Inventory that is carried as a cushion to protect against forecast error. Inventory buffer. Inventory used to protect the throughput of an operation or the schedule against the negative effects caused by delays in delivery, quality problems, delivery of an incorrect quantity, and so on. Safety stock typically refers to raw materials, usually non-perishable, work in process, WIP, or finished goods inventory set as the minimum inventory level for a particular stock-keeping location. This is inventory held just in case demand is higher than expected, there is supply disruption or breakdown, a quality problem is discovered, and so on, much like an insurance policy that has a cost but reduces risks to an acceptable level. Note that an increase in demand could either be consumer demand for the supply of finished goods or demand for materials or components by a succeeding process in manufacturing. Having safety stock protects retailers from losing consumer sales because of stockouts, distributors from dissatisfying their retail customers, and manufacturers from losing revenue and customer goodwill as a result of production disruptions or planning errors that delay finishing and shipping goods. Safety stock levels are set by determining a targeted level of customer service and then calculating the amount of safety stock needed to provide that level. Safety stock should not be needed often, but if it is needed only rarely, this is usually a sign that the inventory level is too high at that location. Production might produce more than needed to generate safety stocks. Note that safety stock is sometimes called an inventory buffer because it is a buffer against uncertainty. However, the term buffer is more commonly identified with the theory of constraints, where it serves a very specific purpose that is not related to safety stock, decoupling. Decoupling occurs with end units in make-to-stock environments, with components or subassemblies in assemble-to-order environments, and perhaps with raw materials in make or engineer-to-order environments. The purpose in these cases would be to reduce supply lead times or supply lead time uncertainty. Manufacturing environments might also hold raw materials or work-in-process inventories at various earlier stages in the manufacturing process as additional decoupling points to ensure that the necessary inputs are available for a given work center. The definition of buffer below indicates how, in the theory of constraints, decoupling is especially needed at constraint points, bottlenecks, buffer. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines buffer as follows. 1. A quantity of materials awaiting further processing. It can refer to raw materials, semi-finished stores or whole points, or a working backlog that is purposely maintained behind a work center. 2. In theory of constraints, buffers can be time or material, and they support throughput and or due date performance. In the context of the theory of constraints, buffer refers to raw materials, WIP, or a work backlog maintained at a predetermined level just before a bottleneck work center and at a few other key points. A TOC buffer can be either a material buffer, a specific number of target units rather than just a minimum, or a time buffer, arrives early. A primary purpose of either kind is to ensure that the bottleneck work center is continuously busy. Anticipation inventory. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines anticipation inventories as additional inventory above basic pipeline stock to cover projected trends of increasing sales, planned sales promotion programs, seasonal fluctuations, plant shutdowns, and vacations. Anticipation inventory is accumulated in anticipation of an increase in demand or reduction in supply. A common purpose is to prepare for a peak selling season, such as a major holiday, using level production. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines seasonal inventory as inventory built up to smooth production in anticipation of a peak seasonal demand. Other purposes may be to build excess inventory in anticipation of a new corporate customer, a new product launch, a temporary plant shutdown, for example, a retrofit, a business move, or a sales promotion. The cost of anticipation inventory is calculated by summing the average inventory level per time bucket and then multiplying this by the inventory carrying cost. Lot size inventory. When items are purchased in large lots to gain quantity and transportation discounts and reduce ordering costs, the inventory buildup is denoted as cycle stock, cycle inventory, or lot size inventory to indicate the purpose of the buildup. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines two of these terms as follows. Lot size inventory. Inventory that results whenever quantity price discounts, shipping costs, setup costs, or similar considerations make it more economical to purchase or produce in larger lots than are needed for immediate purposes. Cycle stock. One of the two main conceptual components of any item inventory, the cycle stock is the most active component. The cycle stock depletes gradually as customer orders are received and is replenished cyclically when supplier orders are received. Lot size inventory or cycle stock depletes gradually as orders consume the units and then jumps up higher in sawtooth fashion as new shipments are received, repeating cyclically. Lot size inventory refers to the size of the order a purchaser places. The size of the order is determined in part by demand or to take advantage of volume discounts. Lot sizes may have a minimum order quantity, MOQ, and this may be based on manufacturing and/or transportation economies of scale, such as an economic manufacturing lot size or a full truckload. Transportation inventory. Transportation inventory is inventory in the transportation network. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines it and related terms as follows. Transportation inventory. Inventory that is in transit between locations. Transit inventory. Inventory moved from one location to another. Pipeline stock. Inventory in the transportation network and the distribution system, including the flow through intermediate stocking points. The flow time through the pipeline has a major effect on the amount of inventory required in the pipeline. Time factors involve order transmission, order processing, scheduling, shipping, transportation, receiving, stocking, review time, and so forth. In transit inventory, material moving between two or more locations, usually separated geographically, for example, finished goods being shipped from a plant to a distribution center. The average amount of inventory that is in transit at any given time is a function of the average transit time in days. Reducing this time is the only way to reduce transportation inventory levels. This can be done by using faster modes of transport or by selecting suppliers that are closer to the organization. This reduces both cost and lead times. If faster transport is used, however, its increased cost may offset any cost savings. Note that transportation inventory also includes inventory in motion within the plant, such as from one work center to another. This time is measured as the move time component of manufacturing lead time. Hedge inventory. Hedging is a way of locking in prices for something now to reduce uncertainty in case the price is too high later or if there could be supply shortages. This can be done with financial products such as futures, or it can be done by buying inventory sooner than it is needed when prices are low. When the latter is done, it is called hedge inventory. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines hedge inventory as follows. A form of inventory buildup to buffer against some event that may not happen. Hedge inventory planning involves speculation related to potential labor strikes, price increases, unsettled governments, and events that could severely impair a company's strategic initiatives. Risk and consequences are unusually high, and top management approval is often required. Another use of the term hedge inventory is for inventory that is made or planned at a higher level than needed in the event that the mix or demand changes. Due to the uncertainty of the future and the financial stake in the ground created by the hedge, hedging is risky. Hedge inventory is commonly used in purchasing commodities such as fuel or grain that are traded on a global market. An airline may purchase financial options to buy fuel at a set price when prices are low since it cannot actually store much excess fuel. If prices stay low or become lower, the cost of the option is a loss, but the airline does reduce cost variability in either case. A food processor may gamble that a new plant disease will mean a poor peanut crop next year and higher prices. The processor may decide to acquire inventory above current needs to avoid higher prices or shortages in the future. If there's a year of plenty, however, the organization could have severe losses since the market won't likely bear a finished goods price that reflects their actual material costs.